she came to my ride. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulders, dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I kiss that sweet little soul, the late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear she's in, that's where, yeah, yeah, that's where it's at. If she ain't to my right, it's 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder, dressed up, her head down in a ball cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet little soul, the late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear she's in, that's where, yeah, yeah, and that's where.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New Hampshire primary is set for tomorrow with Ron DeSantis no longer in the running. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Manchester.
You don't have to be a registered Republican to take part in the GOP primary here. And Nikki Haley has been performing best in the pre-election polling among New Hampshire's better educated and wealthier voters, as well as those who describe themselves as moderates or liberals. It's why Donald Trump has been blasting her as the preferred candidate of Democrats. He says it's time for Republicans to come together around him.
Former President Trump could possibly testify today in New York in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she said that he sexually assaulted her back in the mid-90s. Much of the country is still gripped by Arctic weather and treacherous icy roads. Nationally, winter storms have claimed at least 72 lives this January, many involving hypothermia or traffic crashes. City of Memphis still dealing with numerous broken water pipes. This is ABC News. In Texas, another step toward possible criminal charges against some members of law enforcement after the massacre at Robb Elementary.
Last Thursday, the Justice Department released its 575-page report detailing what it called the failed police response to Robb Elementary School. Families of the 21 victims then demanded action from the local district attorney.
Do your job.
What else does she possibly need to prosecute?
Now the DA has announced that a special grand jury has been seated to decide whether law enforcement mistakes rise to the level of criminal wrongdoing, a process that could take 6 months. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Lawmakers in Washington State are expected to consider a measure that would ban police from hog-tying suspects. Nearly 4 years ago, Manuel Ellis died while face down, his hands and feet cuffed together. And the African country of Cameroon is now the first anywhere in the world to launch a malaria vaccine program for children. The disease has killed over 600,000 people just in 2022. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in, inquire about our services, and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parents could pull their kids out of discussions about gender identity or racism in school under a Republican bill that passed the state assembly yesterday. Republicans like Representative John Mocco say parents know what's best for their kids.
They want to take that away from the parents that want to simply know what the schools are doing because the schools somehow are supposed to know better than they are.
Democrats say the bill is merely the latest salvo in the Republican culture war. A new Republican initiative was shortened Wisconsin's window on legal abortions from 20 weeks to 14 weeks. There's a public hearing on Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but it's doubtful the governor would sign it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, January 16th at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. Jeff is survived by his best friend and wife, Barb, by his mother, Helen Hallberg, by his sister, Teresa Zilke, by his brother, Bradley Heckman, by his brother-in-law, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and many family friends. Celebration of Life will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's game two of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers, 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and really come together, it's hard to stop. It's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, high school sports scores from Friday night. Cameron tops Hayward 54-38 in boys action. The Mellon boys beat South Shore 66-24. Hurley edges the Butternut boys 43-41. It was Stratford winning over Phillips 53-36. Other boys action Friday. Assumption tops Prentice 63-49. And the Riblake boys and girls teams got to play games at Target Center over the weekend as Avail Academy edged the Riblake boys at Target Center in Minneapolis 48-45. And then Medford boys were winners over Lakeland 54-51. And the Riblake girls also got to play at the Target Center over the weekend. They beat Avail Academy 50-13. It was Newman Catholic on Friday night topping the Shawamigan girls down in Wausau 63-18. The Phillips girls, they beat Stratford at Logger Camp Friday night 70-53. The Assumption girls top Prentice 74-18. The Lakeland girls continue their fine season. They beat Medford 74-40. And the Northland Pines girls beat Tomahawk 43-23. We're on the air tonight with local sports action. The Butternut girls will be in Mellon tonight, and we've got that contest for you right here, 6:30 on 98Q. And that's, the Bucks are not here tonight. We have Butternut Mellon on 103.1, and on the Civic Media app, you can listen on your phone. Just download the Civic Media app. So Butternut Mellon girls tonight on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. And that's a check of your 98Q sports.
What kind of antidepressant do you have to be on to enjoy cross-country skiing? I can't believe cross-country skiing's even a sport. Hey, you know that awkward part in downhill skiing where you're trying to get over to the lift? What if we just did that? This is fun. And to turn around, you know what? Don't turn around. Let's go across the country. People who enjoy winter seem mentally unstable. Right? Some of those winter activities should get you committed. It's like, look, we love you. We're just worried. I mean, yesterday we caught you walking through the woods with tennis rackets tied to your feet. This morning, we saw you sweeping the frozen lake. What's next? You sitting in a sled being pulled by dogs? Get some help.
Another Facebook update with a picture of my friend on vacation in Hawaii. It's minus 15 out. I hate her.
You should get payback with the automatic freezing virus response app.
Buddy, I don't know who you are or how you got in my house, but I like what I'm hearing.
The automatic freezing virus response app instantly sends a crippling computer virus to anyone who bugs you with a text, tweet, email, or Facebook update about how warm they are. It's only $29.99.
If it screws up my friend's smartphone, it's totally worth it. Oh, great. Another picture of my friend in a bikini on the beach. Wait, my phone says a virus response is on the way. Communication device of sender now frozen. Oh, I love this.
Just wait until your grandmother sends you an email from her condo in Miami.
How do you know where my grandmother lives?
I have to go.
Freeze up the computer or mobile device of people who rub warm temperatures in your freezing face with the automatic freezing virus response app. Because revenge is a dish best downloaded cold.
say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Like it that way, any man of mine, better walk the line. Better show me teasing, squeezing, raising kind of time.
Come on, everybody, on the floor, one, two, a beat.
26 past 7. Good Monday to you. Warmer weather for you this week, but it's going to be overcast. Low clouds is kind of the description for most of the weather this week. We're hoping we'll get a glimpse of the sun here and there, possibly. Don't count on it, but temperatures will approach 30 today, tomorrow, even mid-upper 30s by midweek. Precipitation maybe in the form of some light snow or rain midweek, but it's not looking good for snowmobilers and snowmobile trails here in northern Wisconsin. It's just mild temperatures and literally very, very little chances of precipitation. Crazy winter. Our Packer Pick'em contest. Let's see here. We only had, eight people actually predicted the 49ers to win. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're the reason they lost. I'm just doing a radio version of everybody on Facebook. You're the reason they lost. You're the reason they lost. Social media. It's like a train wreck. After a team wins or loses on social media, you don't want to look, but you just got to. You just got to take a look at. Oh, yeah. So the winner of the Packer Pick'em contest. Social media is just a virus. We need to just take it and just throw it in the garbage, don't we? I think we do. There's too many people spewing. We have the winner of our Packer Pick'em contest, and I'm not sure the last name, but I'm pretty sure it is Michael. I'm pretty sure it was a late entry on Friday, and Michael predicted 27-20. It was either 27-26 or 27-20, either one. You're closer than anybody else. So I believe that the name is Michael, and you, yeah. You get it all. That's right. You get the gift certificate to the Wolf's Den. You get a gift certificate to the Park Falls Family Restaurant, Northwood Supper Club, and Village Pit Stop. It's all yours. Congratulations. Thanks for playing along with our Packer Pick'em contest. We wanted the season to end differently, but did anybody else see, being a fan of the purple for many, many years, and you know that, as when Jordan Love rolled to the right, and immediately when he jumped and started to throw the ball back to his left, immediately I had flashbacks to Brett Favre as a Minnesota Viking ending the NFC Championship game against the Saints. It was almost not the exact same throw, but it was pretty close. It was a rolling right, jumping, and then throwing back against your body. And you could see what he was trying to do. He had a guy out there, and he was trying to get the ball up to him, you know, to catch high. And there just wasn't enough on the ball as he faded to the right and threw against his body. It was, and it wasn't, what hurt about that is that wasn't a fourth down play. You know, if that's the last play, your last gasp, you understand you got to get rid of it. You got to give yourself a chance, but that wasn't. So that cost him, and that's what it comes down to in these playoff games when you get to a couple of teams that are evenly matched all the way through. It happened to the Bills last night. Bills had chances to win it. They just couldn't. Josh Allen, the folks just couldn't finish it off. So the Packers season comes to a close. A lot of optimism for the Packers moving forward. Got a good young quarterback, it appears. I'm still a little bit hesitant to put him in the Hall of Fame category yet, because I kind of want to see how he handles a little bit of pressure, because his offensive line, Jordan Love's offensive line, was pretty good this year. So now what happens when you got to move around and you get a little pressure and stuff? I think he'll be all right, though. So you're good. You're good on the quarterback if you're Packers. Man, that offensive line, I don't know how young that offensive line is. I would guess, since they're the youngest team in football, that's probably a pretty young offensive line. If you can keep that thing intact and you can keep blocking for Jordan Love like he did, like they did the last half of the season, the last six or seven games, again, you're going to be in pretty good shape. I don't fall for the optimism of, oh, we were good this year, so we're going to build and be good again next year, because that's why the NFL has a salary cap. they like to put that salary cap in place to try to prevent teams from making long runs. And in being dominant, they want every team to have a chance. And, the Packers are setting themselves, obviously, up for some success, but it's never a guarantee because guys will move around because they just want their money. You know, they just, you can only pay them so much on one team because of the salary cap. But things are looking good. That NFC Norris division, you know, next, if you peek ahead to next year, you know, you got to believe the Lions are in the NFC Championship game, and the Packers will be, should be good next year. The Vikings get Kirk Cousins back. They'll be very competitive. That'll be a fun division next year. The Bears will just continue to be the Bears. So I know they finished strong. I know Bear fans. So the U.S. Postal Service has announced that they are going to raise the price of a stamp 1 penny every day for the rest of natural time. It seems like every time we come on the morning show, the Postal Service has announced they are raising their rates by a penny. Who else does this? Does the banana industry come out and say, "Ooh, we're raising the price of bananas 1 cent per pound today"? And they do that like once every 6 months. They don't do that. I don't know if the Postal Service is just afraid to just say, you know what, we're going to go from 67 cents to a buck. We're just going to, right, just like that, just snap our fingers, is done. I don't know if they're afraid that everybody will stop sending stuff. You still have to send stuff. You know, there's just some stuff that just has to be sent. So another penny, those forever stamps, they want you to buy those forever stamps because you could buy 1,000 stamps at what today's price, and then they'll be good forever. Forever. So 68 cents is what the price of a stamp is going to go up to. Sports Illustrated announced they're laying off a whole bunch of people, and the magazine's future is uncertain. It used to be Sports Illustrated was where you went for the interviews and all that stuff, and but now it's everywhere, of course, on social media, so they're kind of saturated along with a lot of other information out there. We have twice an hour news, sports. Let's do it now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New Hampshire primary is set for tomorrow with Ron DeSantis no longer in the running. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Manchester.
You don't have to be a registered Republican to take part in the GOP primary here. And Nikki Haley has been performing best in the pre-election polling among New Hampshire's better educated and wealthier voters, as well as those who describe themselves as moderates or liberals. It's why Donald Trump has been blasting her as the preferred candidate of Democrats. He says it's time for Republicans to come together around him.
Former President Trump could possibly testify today in New York in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she said that he sexually assaulted her back in the mid-90s. Much of the country is still gripped by Arctic weather and treacherous icy roads. Nationally, winter storms have claimed at least 72 lives this January, many involving hypothermia or traffic crashes. City of Memphis still dealing with numerous broken water pipes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady at 3.3%. State workforce officials have finished fine-tuning December's numbers. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are divided over impeaching Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. Scott Allen is calling on Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson to resign for allegedly blocking Janelle Branchon's resolution. Majority Leader Tyler August.
If she has the support to move the resolution forward, she can do so. But the fact is, she doesn't. Our caucus is focused on real things, not grifting and not making a big show for the cameras, and that's all she's interested in doing.
Donald Trump supporters in Wisconsin have been trying to get Wolf fired since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at the Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
High school action from Friday night. It was Mellon, beating South Shore 66-24. That was in boys action. Hurley Edges Butternut 43-41. Stratford boys up in Phillips 53-36 on Friday night. Assumption a winner over Prentice 63-49. Avail Academy in a game at the Target Center in Minneapolis in boys action. They edge Riblake 48-45. And the Medford boys winners over Lakeland 54-51. On the girls' side from Friday night, Newman Catholic beats Shawamigan 63-18. Phillips top Stratford 70-53. Assumption beats the Prentice girls 74-18. And the Riblake girls, again at the Target Center in Minneapolis, beat Avail Academy by a score of 50-13. And the Lakeland girls continue to roll. They get a win over Medford on Friday 74-40 in girls' action.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Brand new country.
I'm gonna fast. So we can fly away.
Thing you know, saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket 'neath the sunset.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Right now, we both know we're Marines. Time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can make you love me. Let's be brand new. Pretend we're brand new, sweet Caroline. Free fall of small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream. Paradise City where the grass is green. Pretty soon it'll be always on my mind. That's a song for another time.
Before 8:746, we're in for a wimpy week of weather here. Temperatures upper 20s today, 30 tomorrow, even mid-upper 30s for the rest of the week. Some precipitation possible midweek or so in the form of light snow or maybe even some light rain in there too, with temperatures warming to that, you know, 35, 38 range. NFL playoffs continue, some good entertaining games over the weekend. The NFL has kind of given up on the head hit, haven't they? There was a last year or the last couple of years, the NFL was real big on anything hit to the head. I mean, if a quarterback got swatted by a lineman just a little bit on the head, penalty, they would throw it. Anybody who led with the helmet or contact to the helmet of the person running with the ball, it was a flag. Well, that's over now because I don't know. I watched a lot of football over the weekend, and there were guys leading with their helmets. There were guys that were just, I mean, I think what the NFL, this is just my theory, here's what the NFL did. They have the new helmets now that have the little different creases and look to it that was supposed to be like a new technology helmet. I think at some point the NFL said, hey, let's get these new helmets, which are probably better, and then let's see if we can just back away from this whole hit to the head thing because it's not going to work for us. It's not going to work for our game. Man, there was some violent helmet-to-helmet collisions in those playoff games over the weekend, and I don't remember seeing one flag. There may have been one that I missed. I didn't see every second, but it certainly seems like they have backed away from the concussion thing. And it was a few years ago where, I don't know if it was a medical profession or there was an independent group that came out, you know, basically, you know, berating the NFL for all the head hits, and the NFL took their steps, and now things have kind of settled down a little bit, and now they're kind of back to doing what they did before. It's going to happen. I mean, it's just, it's hard. It's a violent sport. I mean, there were literally, I think at one point, I'm not sure, I'm going to have to check, I recorded the game, but I think in that Packer game, I think I saw a roll of duct tape on the sidelines. I think they were actually duct taping somebody's finger back onto the, get back out there. And then they, since the announcers are Chris Collinsworth, I like Chris Collinsworth, I like Tony Romo, I like them both. They both do a very good job. Having announced sports for many, many years and been around it, I appreciate they're good. They're good. But some of the times the comments they make, I'm not going to let an injury stop me from being on the field. That's always the biggest thing in the playoffs. I'm not going to let an injury stop me from. So you're saying if the arm's like this and it's supposed to be like this, you're still going out there? I think that what they're insinuating is that sometimes during the regular season, you know, if you tweak an ankle or something, that you may be a little more cautious. But in the playoffs, you know, you're going back out there. But they made it sound like just reattach that limb and get back out there. Do what you got to do. It's a rough. Playoffs are so rough, and the refs don't want to be the ones to determine the outcome. So they just let it go. They just let it go. We've got AFC, NFC championship games. Are you rooting for the Lions or against the Lions? Obviously, if you're a Lions fan, you're rooting for them. So the Lions and San Francisco in San Fran. That's a winnable game for the Lions. Purdy is not. He wasn't great against the Packers. I think he's got to be better than that. It's going to be a matter of Purdy versus Goff. Who would have thought that, for the right to go to the Super Bowl? And then Baltimore will host Kansas City. The Ravens are really good. And Kansas City has just kind of got that moxie about them where they just find ways to win. So AFC, NFC championship games this weekend. Super Bowl will be 2 weeks, right? The weekend of like the 11th or 12th or whatever. I think the 11th is what it is. So they take that week off in between. We have more news twice an hour. We'll get you updated. We'll get you another one coming up at the top of the hour. Birthdays, local birthdays, anniversaries. We'll do those at 8:30 this morning.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for me, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by IAP. Since 1974, IAP has been your complete resource for custom industrial fans, blowers, and dampers. From initial design, engineering, to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service assistance.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years.
Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21 tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah.
free ride, hip hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on the rim. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like. Kind of nice. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine.